He has worked for a long time. We don't know his name. The only thing they called him was that they called him the great servant. Kishchit Skinagan, the great servant for Hudson Bay Company. And again, the story about this man is he can carry the mail from the tip of New James Bay into York Factory at any season. Cold, summer, the spring, the fall. And he had the same road, not the same, but different road in the different season. One of them was the early spring season, the mail delivery that he has to do. And he has to go directly right across country, crossing three major rivers along the way from the Moose Factory area, crossing the Kashatchuan River, crossing the Ottawa Piscat River, and crossing Winnisk River, and even cross the Fort Severn River. Sometimes he doesn't have to cross the Fort Severn, but he would cross these rivers, and nobody knows exactly how he does it, but some people have found out that he has eventually made a canoe on each river. A canoe that is more like a rubber raft which carries one person or two, that kind of stuff. And he can get across the river without any trouble and travel right through the Muskeg and everything in summer, in the spring, and in the wintertime. And he followed the general direction of the cross country. But in summer, sometimes he uses the road that is easier to follow, that is around the coast area. And he has the same method. He has a way to get across. Sometimes he was lucky to meet the nation, the First Nation people, and was taken across the river, if he was lucky. But if not, he had to do a makeshift raft, whatever it is, to get across. And this was a man that has been talked about by the First Nation, the Muskegos, because they were so impressed about him. And the Hudson Bay Company respected him because he's their mailman. Delivers the mails right across country at any time. And what was he paid? I don't know. Nobody knows how he was paid. But he did a good job anyway. So these are the stories that I truly enjoyed to tell, and because they are very fascinating stories. And somebody have found one of his boats where he used to get across. They found it many years after he died. And a person who found this little makeshift boat says it was very well made, an extraordinary design, but by the time he found it, it was so brittle that it has been exposed to the heat and different severe condition that it actually was just breaking apart when he touched it, and therefore remained there. He just let it there, the sticks that where they were used, it was there. And they believe that in each river that he had crossed, he may have had the boat, a canoe, homemade boat, or makeshift boat, have been in each major river. And that was another extraordinary person who was willing to do anything to work for the Hudson Bay. And these men, they were never mentioned about the Hudson Bay Company. They never even mentioned what the names and who they even to give them the honorary retirement or anything. And it's very sad to see that. For the person that I was speaking about, John Sackney, he died not long ago, maybe 50 years ago, and not 50, maybe even less. But he lived to be an old man, and his sons are still living. Perhaps at least one still living. But if the Hudson Bay Company could have shown his respect for this man, he would have at least give a ribbon, whatever it is. They do that to anybody who thinks they're great, so why not these people? And so, that's a story about the fur trade, which I say have changed the lifestyle of the First Nation Muskegos. And you can see the extraordinary effort they do to try to serve the Hudson Bay Company, those men who put their life and lay down their life to do the job. And they never even made known for the great things they did for the company. They established the company themselves because the white men couldn't do what they do. And now, that's the end of my story for the time being, and I shall close for a while. Until I can find a few more additional stories to tell. Okay.